A Lenten devotional for April 11th, 2020, based on Romans 8, verses 1 to 11, by the Reverend James F. Reese. In almost every listing of great chapters of the Bible, you will find Romans 8, 1 to 39. For many, that is because of the words found in verses 31 to 39. But the words in verses 1 to 11 also contribute to making this chapter a great one. Consider verses 2 to 4. For the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ has set me free from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And to deal with sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. These words to followers of Jesus Christ are words of prayer, benefits, and liberation, telling us that every day God has done nothing less than send down his own Son in the flesh to deal with our sin. Now salvation has taken place through Jesus. We have been given freedom. We have freedom from the law, thanks to the supremacy of the Spirit. The path from justification to glorification is one of the fruits of the Spirit. We walk and live on this path thanks to Jesus Christ. We, who once were enveloped in fatal disobedience from Adam's sin, are now wrapped in the goodness of Jesus. Gracious God, giver of all good gifts, enable us to give goodness and loving kindness to all people through the supremacy of the Spirit. Let your Spirit raise up our hearts that we may glorify you. Let each of us begin, continue, and end in your care. Amen.